Hello and welcome to the podcast featuring everyone you love to hate. I'm sitting here with your favorite racist Charlie, everyone's absolutely despised opinionated man Kaya, the Reddit joke stealer Jackson.
That's me.
And myself, Andrew, a man who literally has had various petitions to be removed from the show. And we're joined here with Ralph, the movie maker, who he talks about movies, but who gives a fuck because everyone hates everyone on this show. Ralph, I want to ask the hardest hitting question. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastically. All right, let's talk about movies.
Can you tell from that passive aggressive?
Right away? Passive aggressive? No, I'm wait, who came off passive aggressive?
Oh, Andrew. Oh, 100%.
Hey. Yeah. I thought you were calling me passive. I'm like, oh no. I blew it.
But all kidding and passive aggression aside, Ralph, if you would love to give yourself a true introduction, by all means.
I mean, you got it. I talk about movies on the internet. What else do you want to talk about? Not that interesting. That's all I do.
He's selling himself short. He's also a co-host on the very popular Sardonicast, where I'm still recovering from his verbal beatdown of my opinion of The Incredibles 2.
No, dude, it's your opinion of Incredibles 2. That's fine. I just like talking about movies with people. So hearing Charlie's take was awesome. But yeah.
What was his take?
He liked it, and I told him how wrong he was. And it's, you know, it's all right.
He beat me down for it. He showed the utmost respect by just annihilating me for it.
Well, I mean, that's how you see it, but you gave your opinion. I thought you held your own. I thought it was awesome. You were a great guest, honestly. I loved having you on.
That was sweet.
Yeah, that was wholesome. Sweet. All right. Since you guys watch movies?
Yeah, I was just about to say, since we already brought up movies, have you seen any stinkers recently, or what's the biggest stinker you've seen?
I haven't really seen anything recently. This has been a bad summer. Have you guys felt that way? Like, there were a couple good things, but I don't think anything...
What was the best thing that came out during the summer?
Yeah,
then
can flip the script. It doesn't have to be a stinker. What have you seen?
Like a big summer movies. Like Mission Impossible was okay.
Yeah, it was an alright movie.
Yeah, that was fun.
I thought it was good.
It was, yeah,
yeah. And like I think that's the last movie I saw in a theater.
Ralph, that ties into what I was thinking, and I wanted to ask you, a movie aficionado, do you think that as time has gone on, Mission Impossible has gotten way better and more fun and exciting, and James Bond has just gotten way more unexciting and bad?
I don't think it's like a perfect correlation. Like the first, well, do you like the Daniel Craig ones at all?
I do, I don't think they stand up. I don't think he's as good.
Well, do you think Skyfall's good? Because I think Skyfall was good, and then after that, it fell off with Spectre.
No, Spectre was awful. I did not like Spectre at all.
Yeah, Spectre sucks, and it has like the worst opening theme song in like any James Bond movie. That Sam Smith shit doesn't fit at all. And then, but like the Mission Impossible movies are like, some of them are really good, some of them are eh. Like the fifth one wasn't all that great. It was okay. And I think the best one is the fourth one.
That's the one between Ghost Protocol and the new one, right?
Yeah.
That one was
Fallout?
Eh.
Oh, no, this one's Fallout.
No, this was Fallout, yeah.
What's the...
That was Rogue Nation.
Last one is
Rogue
Fallout. Nation. Fifth one is Rogue Nation. Right. Four is Ghost Protocol, which is
great.
Can't
they just number these?
I remember Ghost Protocol being really, really good.
Oh, Ghost Protocol was awesome, man. That was a great
Protocol
one.
Ghost my favorite
and
one.
And then Fallout...
Three was pretty good, too. I like JJ.
Yeah, and then the one we just saw, we all thought was pretty, you know, pretty good. Inoffensive in any way. Yeah.
Well, a stinker that... We watched, Charlie, that I immediately deleted out of my head because I couldn't even retain the memory because I just had this shit gurgling in my body, Slender Man.
Oh, I've heard a lot of bad things about that.
I couldn't even concentrate on the movie because I had diarrhea so bad and I was keeping it in. Charlie
That's
and I,
the curse
we had
of
no
Slender
discussion
Man.
About that movie. We saw The Meg with Jason Statham, and immediately afterwards, we saw Slender Man. And somewhere like 10 minutes into Slender Man, my whole existence became just containing this shit in my body. And I think it was like 9
PM. Could you not focus on the movie then?
Not
was it
all.
The movie that caused the diarrhea or the other way around?
No, just I couldn't focus at all on the movie whatsoever. I mean, the movie was ass. I got that much. It was absolutely terrible, and I know that even Charlie wasn't able to follow unless Charlie was also being lobotomized by turds in his system. But I couldn't focus on anything. Like, I was sweating. It was bad. It was really bad. Wow. And Charlie had to drive me home in an emergency I'm telling him to hit all the lights. I don't care if it's red lights. I don't care if we get in an accident. At least
Wait. You left the movie early to shit?
No. He troopered it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I stuck That's through impressive. It. But by the end of it, Tiana forgot her keys or something in the movie theater, and we just ditched her. I'm just tugging on Charlie's shirt. I was tugging on his shirt like, Charlie, we gotta go. Like, we can't be looking for clues here. We can't wait for her. We gotta go. And I know, like, he's gonna get shit because, you know, you don't just leave your girlfriend behind to look for her keys all by yourself. He's gonna get shit. I know. But, he threw himself on the grenade. He took one for me. I will always appreciate that. He's just rushing me home to the toilet. And I don't think I even saw Charlie afterwards that night. I just locked myself into the bathroom. I remember like 2 hours into a delirious shitting session, he knocked on the door going, "Are you still alive?"
He's not exaggerating.
All the body fluids are out of your body. You're just like a husk, an empty husk.
What a fucking
review. It was one
review.
Of those shits where I took the shit and it took me like 30 minutes the first round and I went to bed and I laid down and my stomach was just feeling so bad still. It was like a horrible hangover. I had to get back up and take another shit.
Jesus. Sounds like the shit took you.
Oh, dude, it was terrible. And was still not as bad as the shit I had to take while I was on the plane right back. It was a bad vacation for me all around in terms of
shitting.
Yeah.
In terms of ass. Yeah.
So, Ralph, what was your worst theater experience to tie onto that story?
Yeah, I was thinking of a theater experience during that. So, I was on a date. We saw Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, great movie. Yeah.
Great movie. Yeah. Sound was a little off. The sound system was anyway, but whatever. So, we left the theater. We go eat sushi. I tell her, get whatever you want. You know, I'm a YouTuber.
I'm a
big star. I'm paying. I got all this YouTube money. No, I was like 16, but so I had no money. But like, get whatever you want. Sushi. We ordered like $100 of sushi. Turns out I dropped my wallet in the movie theater that's like 20 minutes away. Mm. I have no money. So I'm like, you're going to have to pay for it.
Ouch.
I know that's not really a movie experience, but it's kind of correlated. Good, yeah, so we went back and I got my wallet.
Get whatever you want.
Yeah. Was the sushi good?
Yeah, the sushi was. It was pretty good.
Because it was free, right?
Wasn't worth ruining the date, but yeah, because it was free. Yeah, exactly.
You found your wallet, though?
That's probably the worst. Yeah, I did find it in the theater. Thank God.
He threw it at the screen because the movie was so good.
Yeah, because Mad Max is that awesome. It was like in between the seats in the theater.
Well, you got really lucky then.
Yeah.
So that date didn't go well.
On piggybacking off of Kaya's shit story, though, he's still underselling like the high stakes that experience was. Like, he wanted me like drifting out of the parking lot and like going off like fucking ramps and shit to like skip levels and oh my lord. Well,
Charlie's just laughing at me like an asshole. Boy, he's just giggling his ass off while I'm suffering. I'm literally digging my feet into the floor of his car, trying, just doing my bestest not to shit my pants. Into his car, and God, just Tampa is such a shit town. There's like a stoplight every 2 miles.
Yeah, Dale,
you literally have to stop every 2 miles. It's such a ridiculous system you've built there. Some terrible city planning. I'm just suffering. I'm in agony. Yeah. And Charlie's laughing.
What caused it? Did you eat something fucked up?
Yeah, you had popcorn, didn't you, Kai?
Yeah, but I mean, that was just the last of it. I don't know what the hell I ate before
popcorn
that.
Popcorn wouldn't do that. What did we?
Popcorn's high in fiber. Yeah, it would.
We all. Well, this was like a liquidy, watery shit, right? Yeah.
No, it wasn't just liquidy, watery shit. But the popcorn was just the last drop in the bucket that just caused it to burst and the dam to break. But
well,
I don't know what I ate before.
Didn't you go like a week without shitting while you were here anyway? Maybe that was the floodgates
finally
opening.
No, that was before. There was also almost an emergency. I felt like three just near misses.
Kai is like a toddler who still can't like hold his asshole shut.
No, it's the opposite. I'm like for some reason, I just couldn't shit some days. And then I would have to deal with the leftover shits the next day. That's the problem.
Yeah. Brought on by Slender Man.
So what do you rate Slenderman out of 5? I guess that was your review of Slenderman.
Solid fucking
which is
zero.
Probably the best.
I mean, I remember it. I still remember it being terrible. I mean, I got that much. I
Why make a movie about Slender Man now? It's like 6 years after it's relevant. I don't know.
The movie, from what I remember, Charlie, fill in the lack of my memory here, since I feel I'm basically the guy who gets knocked in the back of his head in any action movie to get taken out. Like, I got knocked out by my shit, and then I wake up 5 minutes after. But there's this girl. She looks like Loki if he had a vagina from the Marvel movies. She kind of weird looking. Oh, Loki. Emo. Loki.
Yeah. Loki the character. Okay.
Yes.
As opposed to what? Loki the salesman? Like what?
I thought he was saying like Loki as in the term. You know, like.
Oh, okay.
He Loki had a vagina.
Right. Tom Hiddleston, right?
Yeah. Tom Hiddleston as Loki, except it's a high school girl. That's what she looks like. And they watch porn, and then they summon some sort of a video where they say Slenderman's name three times, and then Slenderman keeps snatching her friends one by one, and that's all. That's what I remember. I don't remember anything towards the end. I remember her having these delirious fever dreams just as I was sitting in the movie theater.
Maybe that was Slenderman reaching out to you. Like, instead of taking you, he just took your colon.
They put out a health advisory that this movie will make you shit your pants.
Yeah. You'd be the best marketing for him. This man almost shit himself. It was so scary.
Exactly. That's an incredible marketing strategy. Yeah.
Oh, great, it'll put you in pain.
It was a really bad movie.
Was there a twist to it? Was there any kind of like twist at the end? Did Slenderman turn into the good guy or something? Anything?
Actually, Slenderman kind of became like a scapegoat for the trees. The trees ended up being like the villains.
What does that mean?
Yeah. The tree swallowed her at the end.
Oh my god. Was this like a message like The Happening, where like the trees started making everyone commit suicide?
Oh yeah, because of global warming? Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no message here. It was just the trees got mad, I guess. Because they ate two people. They literally ate two people.
What kind of Dr. Seuss movie was this?
So it wasn't Slenderman? Was Slenderman in it?
He was in it. Like, I think he was controlling the trees, maybe. Like, he was the master puppeteer pulling the strings.
He was controlling the trees. Wow.
It was a stinker, Ralph. I wouldn't recommend it.
Oh, I'll watch it one day. Have you guys seen anything else bad? Because I'd love to chime in with Slenderman, but I...
Bob Burnham's turd. What was it called?
Burnham's
turd.
You didn't like it?
No, it was a piece of shit. Fuck you, Bob. I knew nothing about it. Charlie dragged me there. I thought Bob Burnham was this guy like...
Bob Burnham.
Who cares? Fuck him. I thought he was like Adam Sandler, like he was going to be in the movie or something. I just keep hearing like, oh, Burnham is in this Bob Burnham's movie. I thought he was literally...
Well, no wonder you were misled. You saw Bob Burnham's movie down the road, not Bo Burnham's movie.
You didn't see the right movie.
I saw a fucking bootleg of it.
Prodigy, the next Adam Sandler, and no, it turns out it's just a shitty movie he wrote where it just is a girl where the whole concept is, oh, isn't it ultra relatable? Haha, here's a principal and he's dabbing. Isn't it funny, kids? Aren't boomers super disconnected from today's youth? They think dabbing is still cool. Ha. That's the whole humor of the movie. Then there's a 10-minute awkward rape scene in it where you just...
I wouldn't call that a rape scene.
Not a rape scene, but it's
like this awkward sexual encounter,
and it just gets drawn out for so long. Like, I get it. Okay, could we not do this in real time? Could we use movie time, please, where time flies a little faster than me literally? It's like watching two people kiss on the bus, except he makes you watch it for 20 minutes or something.
Was it meant to be uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Because that sounds like it achieved its goal.
I totally understand why you did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not fun. A movie is still supposed to. At the end of the day, the movie is supposed to be a good time. It wasn't a good time.
I think it was just supposed to represent eighth grade in an accurate way. And I think
make it fun.
Sure.
Yes, that might have been accurate, but that doesn't take skill or anything special. I could represent what it's like to watch two people kiss on the bus.
I think it does that take a lot of skill to accurately represent real life. Don't you think in a movie?
It would take skill to make it fun and enjoyable to watch, which it wasn't.
Well, literally, that's a matter of opinion.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean that, the people in the movie theater,
that one scene, but
the people in the movie theater were losing their shit every time the principal dabbed or her dad did something silly like, oh, wabba-labba-dabba-dab. Hey, what are you doing? That was a joke they actually made at the end too. Wabba-labba-dab-dab. They Rick and Morty'd.
Yeah, they were literally like lame kids. Lame kids talk like that. I don't know. I thought it was cute because of how authentic it was to eighth grade. And all the dabbing and shit, adults really do that. And so the movie was kind of making fun of that. Eh, I get it.
So you like the movie, Ralph?
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I mean, I don't think it's like this masterpiece or anything, but I think he just wanted to write a movie about this young girl kind of awkwardly transitioning from eighth grade to ninth grade and just how just uncomfortable that period in your life is. And I think he did it really well. You know, I thought mm-hmm. it was funny and it was sweet. And like, I don't think it's anything special again. But I thought it was pretty well done for what it was.
Others did. Apparently, this was some sort of a comedic masterpiece that Charlie dragged me to. He had high hopes for it.
Charlie, did you like it?
I was very excited. I understand what it's going for, but I agree with Kai. I really walked out of there not like I didn't think my time was well spent. I understand.
Ralph, like,
maybe you two just hate high school.
Yeah, maybe you hate movies that aren't fun.
Shit, there's a reason I don't go around following eighth graders and watching their lives. It's not fun. Even so if you make it a documentary.
You're telling me you went to a movie called Eighth Grade about eighth graders and
I
said,
wait. I didn't know this. Again, Charlie dragged me there.
I brought him.
I thought eighth grade was something like, oh, The Hangover. I thought it was going to be grown men having fun doing fun shit in a comedy.
In eighth grade?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's just in eighth grade.
What the fuck?
Full-grown
Adam
Sandler got left back.
How are you giving me shit for this? I literally thought maybe it was some sort of an Adam Sandler plot where he has to go back to eighth grade. I don't know.
Yeah, though. That was Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he made that exact movie.
In Kai's defense, I told him nothing about the movie because I didn't know anything about it either.
No, that was all Charlie's fault.
Well, I went in blind as well. I also didn't know anything about the movie. I only knew, what I read about on Twitter.
Yeah, you knew it was made by Bo Burnham, the greatest mm-hmm. comedic genius of all time.
I like Bo Burnham. Yeah, I like Bo.
Yeah, he's okay.
I like Bo.
Oh,
he does great stand-up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen his stand-up. I've only heard the songs and I saw 8th grade.
Bo. His stand-up is he sits on a stool and goes, and now my movie, 8th grade, and you watch it with him.
Oh, awesome. Wonderful. Okay, so I've basically experienced the stand-up. That's
you've
great.
Experienced the, you've awesome. Experienced the Bob Burnham stand-up.
And then when it ends, he gets mad if you don't clap.
Oh, okay. You have to laugh at all the jokes consistently through 8th grade.
You place an awkward truth or dare with an 8th grader and gets angrier as she doesn't undress. Oh. God,
that
what
sounds
a
like
creepy,
fun.
Shitty scene.
That sounds like fun.
Speaking of fun, Andrew, talk about the great savings you could have using honey.
That is a lot of fun. I love when I'm going to spend money, but then I spend less money than I originally thought because I use honey. Honey is a free shopping tool that finds the best promo codes whenever you shop online. Now, it may sound too good to be true, such as how good of a movie 8th grade was, but let's go over the facts. You're probably wondering how much money can honey save me. It turns out, Ralph, do you want to tell people how much?
I don't know how much.
That's right. Over $800 million have been saved with honey. Now, you might also be thinking, honey doesn't work on sites that I shop at. But the truth is, honey works on how many websites there, Ralph?
I don't know. Please tell me.
30,000 websites.
Holy shit!
See, Ralph gets it. Yeah, he understands. Okay. He's in the business. So now the big question mm-hmm. is, how is honey free? What's the catch? Well, there is no catch. They get a small commission from the sites where you save money, so it will always stay free. You know, Charlie, I think that you bought something on honey because you brought up honey. Would you like to tell us what you bought with honey and how much you saved?
Healthy Delights, I believe, is the brand name. They're dark chocolate turmeric bites. Ew. I eat them as my pre-workout carb. I saved, like, they were pretty cheap, so I only saved, like, $6 on, like, an order of, like, 3 or 4.
Are they?
Well, hey, it's sizable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to save $6.
You saved money for free. You should be a bit more thankful to the gods of honey.
I didn't want to, like, you know, I saved $10 billion on my healthy bites. But yes, I did save a good sizable chunk.
I would save a penny if it were free and be grateful. Like, we have to get this across. Honey is free. I don't know why not every human on Earth uses it. It's ridiculous. There's no reason not to use it. It's free, installs in 2 clicks. Get honey for free right now at joinhoney.com/official. That's joinhoney.com/Ralph, you want to say it?
I'm joining it right now.
Official! I practice this!
I didn't practice this at all. You guys just invited me on.
Join honey.com/official.
To switch gears, right, though, Ralph, there is something I wanted to toss at you, man. You said you haven't seen a movie recently, but I actually saw a really, really good one recently that caught me by surprise called Searching. Have you seen that?
No spoilers.
I've seen the trailers for it. That's all from Skype, or like it's all a desktop movie, right?
It's like, Unfriended.
Doesn't it star the guy from Mythbusters?
Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar.
He looks exactly like the guy from Mythbusters.
Wow, that's fucked up, dude.
That's pretty racist. Your resident racist guy. Andrew.
You're right, because I can't say that one person looks like another person, but they really do look exactly the same.
I haven't seen Mythbusters in a while, but yeah, it has a guy from Harold and Kumar, and it's filmed like Unfriended, except much better. And I thought the gimmick was going to be stupid as fuck, but it really improved the movie a lot. It was just an all-around amazing movie.
Yeah. I'm really interested in
seeing really the trailer. Interesting.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I think the desktop movie idea could be cool. I've seen it be cool in like short movies. There's this short like called Noah on YouTube somewhere. It's all desktop, which is awesome. But yeah, the Unfriended movies are just stupid. And they fucking use that like because they just want to save money. And those movies are so cheap.
Bad. What is Unfriended?
It's a horror movie.
Yeah.
Haunted Skype. Ghost takes over their computer and makes them commit suicide and stuff on live Skype. And somehow they all can't stop watching. They can't leave the window or anything.
Every single fucking time there's a teen like, oh my God, we're in a group and there's a ghost making us all die one by one. Every single fucking time the plot twist is it's because you cheated on your girlfriend with the main character. Ooh, got her. Yeah, every single fucking time.
You think that's stupid? Did you see the second one? The Unfriended 2? There is a second one, and it's hackers. Web. Instead of a Skype ghost, it's like all these hackers. And they're like,
isn't that where the fucking like shock video in the trailer is? They're like, I got these barrels here in this warehouse. Oh, yeah. Let's open one up. And there's like a woman inside.
Yeah, it's the most ridiculous shit. I know. And then the hackers start like breaking into their house and killing them. One of them calls the police on somebody and then like downloads like a shotgun sound effect onto his desktop and like plays it and the police shoot him. It's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen.
The fuck.
Yeah, and no lie, there's like Minecraft plays a big role in it because there's like a hidden hacker realm called
called Roblox.
It's like the other side, and you travel via canoe. So like a big plot thing is like don't cross the ether or whatever, and he crosses the ether and he's in a Minecraft boat going through like a dark tunnel.
Yeah, and you hear like the torch from Minecraft in the background. It's like, oh my god, this is so fucking bad.
So wait, we've made a blockbuster movie in theaters that literally took the scene from Law and Order where they're playing Second Life and chasing down the murderer, and they're like, follow him, and they're like flying around as like avatars and bullshit. Are you kidding?
Yeah, they made his girlfriend deaf for no reason.
When did this come out? How fast? Is this like direct to video?
Unfriended was 2015, I believe, maybe 2014.
I mean,
Kaya, this one was pretty recent.
Kaya, you got to remember, they have no budget and they're filmed very easily and quickly.
It took them like 2 months to make, probably.
Yeah.
Not even kidding.
Yeah, but on a budget of what, like $4 million, if that?
Yeah.
Okay, but what kind of strings do you have to pull to get that into the movie theaters?
I feel like the distribution of it. Blumhouse, which is like this big horror distributor. And they just release shit in theaters. Just shit. Anything they can.
The other big problem is they also make gangbusters in terms of profit. Like you shoot a shit little horror movie in 2 months for $2 million and then it makes $15 million.
It's a proven system. This made Unfriended made $65 million.
It's why I don't want to go to these movies in the theaters because I know that it's like, I'm not supporting it. Like I know it doesn't matter, but I don't want to give my money to that.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I had MoviePass, which is why I did it.
I totally respect Blumhouse, to be honest with you, because they just throw anything at the wall. Like, they gave us Upgrade. I don't know if you've seen Upgrade yet, Ralph, but
that's true.
Well, wasn't
that's one of the best movies I've seen in theaters.
That's the thing, they
wasn't Blumhouse. Like, that was their offshoot. That was a different
it's still
studio.
Blumhouse. It's the Still Blanket, the umbrella.
They have Whiplash, too. They have Get Out.
Yeah. They have whiplash.
Sometimes
that's right.
Good stuff gets through their system, which is why I agree with you, Charlie. Their system is cool, and I commend them, but it's...
Whiplash is good shit.
What's funny, though, is those aren't horror movies. They're like thrillers and action movies.
Yeah.
They don't do just horror. They quite literally fund anything that they can on a small budget.
Yeah.
Right.
They take things that like studios won't take because it's not, you know, expensive enough. It's not like a blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
They take it.
I mean, that's
they do about
fine.
15 movies a year.
Jesus Christ.
It's immense. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the horror ones that make the most money, which is fucking sad to me. I want to see more upgrades.
I want to see more whiplashes. I love the concept. That must have not cost a lot either.
$3 million.
It's literally just J.K. Simmons in a room abusing people for 2 hours.
Now I want to watch this movie.
They shot that in like 19 days. They made that quick.
Yeah.
It was just behind the scenes, the whole movie.
They went to his house, and he went, oh, you're filming a movie? I guess I'll be in it.
Yeah, it was just like the real movie, how the movie's all intense and fucking fast-paced. That's how the shoot was, just people running around, bleeding.
God, I had no idea they did Whiplash, actually. That's pretty surprising to me. I love Whiplash, and they fund
a great movie.
Whiplash, too.
They
Whiplash
fund so
fantastic.
Many good movies.
Whiplash, I made Charlie watch that, and I knew that... So the hook by itself, it's not good bait for people who aren't into drama. Usually, like, it's not some fast-paced action shit. But I knew that the moment Charlie saw that first abuse scene where he just yells at his students, he was going to get hooked. Because it just has so much fun to watch him yell.
Yeah, I really got to watch
Simmons
this movie.
Is the man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet, Andrew?
No, I haven't.
You need to watch it. It's
great.
Oh, you
should totally watch it.
Was it in theaters? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was just in theaters one day, and I saw it, because I didn't hear about it, and it was the most amazing fucking movie. I was like, what is this? Why has no one talked about this movie? It's amazing.
Except for Kaya's ramblings on it, I've literally never heard of this movie, except for Kaya talking about it. So
you should totally watch it.
Yeah, like I said, if you saw it on Netflix or something, you would think, wow, this is another shitty Netflix original. What's this about? A jazz drummer? Oh, yeah, that sounds exciting. But then you watch it and they literally make jazz drumming super exciting.
Yeah, everything about it is just really well done. Like, I had no interest in, like, the concept when you hear it. And then Kaya, on our fourth movie of the day, said, let's watch Whiplash. So we did.
Yeah, you guys watch
love the
director. Load of movies.
We also had movies Kaya and I watched.
A terrible one before Whiplash, so I just had to wash the taste of shit out of my mouth. I don't know what it was.
That was Slender
Man. One.
No, it wasn't. It was I forgot. We saw another one, though.
Exactly.
Wasn't it a horror movie? I feel like it was.
Probably. Oh, my God. The amount of movies Kai and I saw. To switch gears, though, since now we brought up Whiplash, there's something I want to toss at you, Ralph.
Yeah.
Of, like, the last, like, how long have you been on YouTube now? Like, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years. I've been on since I was 12, but I didn't get good till, like, I don't count anything prior to 4 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just gonna say, in the last however long you've been on YouTube doing the movie stuff, what is the best movie that you've seen in that period of time, and which would you give your highest recommendation?
Oh boy, that's a tough question. Well, like growing up, I think my favorite movie I've seen like that came out in that period was Under the Skin. That's my favorite. That's like my favorite movie ever. I don't know if I'd recommend it to you guys because that's a fucking weird ass abstract movie. You might be into that kind of thing, but it's not a movie made for everybody.
Is it the alien thing?
Yeah, like, Scarlett Johansson's like an alien who kidnaps men, and it sounds like a corny sci-fi B movie or something. But it's so creepy and well done.
I was gonna watch it. I couldn't. Are you saying it's really good?
I'd say give it a shot. give it a shot. There's a big portion of the movie that's like shot like Borat, where they put cameras all around this van Scarlett Johansson's driving around, and she just picks up men on the street. It's so it's so impressive her acting in it.
Now wait, is it real? Like, is she picking up
real.
Actual?
She's picking up actual men, and like in the car.
I wasn't invited.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. What a shame you weren't there. But it was so cool. You're like, oh my god, these real guys got in this car with her. And she doesn't eat.
They would be so disappointed when they didn't get laid.
Yeah, when they break out the contracts, like, hey, we're just filming a movie.
When they get in the fucking van and see the whole camera crew in the back and all this shit.
Oh.
Yeah, they did a good job hiding those cameras. I don't know how they did it.
I'd still do it. I mean, are you kidding me? What? Like, Scarlett Johansson's gonna be like, Johansson? May fuck me, but they're gonna film it.
Yeah, what that's if the name of the film was The Bag Bus with Scarlett Johansson? How would you feel?
If I get to keep the film, I'm all for it.
It's a good alternate name for it.
Awesome, though. I'm excited to see this. This looks cool.
Yeah, wait, you
what's
might it, like
what's it called again?
Under the Skin. You might think it's interesting. Skin. Who knows?
I mean, love artsy bullshit movies that are just kind of like you barely know what's going on. I'm excited to check it out.
This is the movie for you, then.
Fuck yeah.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Trying to think of like Mad Max Fury Road is just a great movie too. We were talking about
masterpiece.
It.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. It's just fucking incredible.
Best action movie in the last probably 5-10 years.
Maybe that I've ever seen. I'm trying to think of a better
one. I rewatch it monthly almost.
Yeah.
I love it.
So
I feel like you could put it on any time and show it to anybody and they'll love it.
I love that era of that whole like time period where every time you had a big bad villain, he had to have a fucked up voice and a huge demeanor.
Yeah, so like Bane.
You got that. Yeah, you got those
like
couple years of just
thing over his face.
Just Bane and a Morton Joe where every villain was just but he's like so big he'd kick your ass anyway. I love that shit.
I love it too.
Now what isn't scary though, Ralph, is sleeping on a Lisa mattress.
Good one.
Because they are some of the most comfortable and high-quality mattresses we have ever used. I don't know how we can express this through the internet, our sincerity, but we have all tried Elisa mattress real shit, and they are incredibly fucking comfortable. The right mattress is the Lisa mattress. There are over 300,000 happy Lisa sleepers that agree that Lisa gives them the rest they need. You can order your Lisa mattress at Lisa.com/official and try it for 100 nights risk-free, ships direct to your door in a convenient little box with free shipping and returns. You can buy Lisa for a fraction of the cost of a traditional mattress. That's right. You can find it at leesa.com/ Ralph?
I got water in my mouth.
Official. How are you not on point? God damn it. And get the rest that you need tonight.
Holy shit. Now, Andrew, can I do this part?
You know, Jackson, I know you love Labor Day, the American holiday, so why don't you go ahead and tell them about the Labor Day sale.
There's a Labor Day sale on at Lisa right now with our code official. Well, this is so exciting. You get up to $235 off. That's the biggest discount I've ever seen in my life. $235 off and free shipping on your Lisa mattress at Lisa.com/official. That's leesa.com/official. $235 fucking. Jesus.
We have all tried these and liked them. There is no bullshit advertising here. We love them. But anyway, back on the movies that you would recommend, Ralph, if you've got any more.
Oh my God. I'll pull up a whole list for you guys. Is there anything you've seen this year that is just so fucking bad, aside from Slender Man?
I mean, I saw Crazy Rich Asians last night. Offensively bad, but my girlfriend wanted to see it. I thought it was a comedy. I thought it was like a comedy, like
It looked like it,
like Bridesmaids and stuff like that. But no, it's just a rom com, like a full on romantic movie, and I was bored out of my mind. It wasn't like offensively bad. It's just didn't expect it.
Just who cares?
So
you'll forget about it.
I quite literally see every new movie that releases every Thursday. So I have seen some very hard stinkers, but I honestly think probably Slender Man or Truth or Dare are the worst two so far.
Don't bring that Truth or Dare evil into this podcast episode. That I watched Truth or Dare with him. It made me upset from how bad it was. It was. I've never seen a stronger cavalcade of stupidity in a movie. Mm-hmm. Just literally a movie that establishes rules and then breaks them in the very next scene without any reason.
I gotta catch up on my bad horror movies. I haven't seen any of these.
I mean, when I see not even a horror movie, the scariest thing that happens is they go on the roof.
Is there like a ghost
without
or something?
Without their mother's permission.
No. Yeah, there's a ghost that tells them to go on the roof, and that's why they're on the roof.
Oh, so they're just dumb.
But this is the movie where like they have that Snapchat filter over all their faces permanently, right? It makes them grin super hard.
Yeah. So
that's kind of scary, Andrew, right?
Like I said earlier, I don't like want to care about shitty schlock just made for a buck horror movies, but I kind of enjoyed the premise where it's like, okay, a truth or dare game, but like you have to do what they dare. So if they dare you to kill yourself, you have to do it. I was like, okay, that's a premise. Ugh. They actually are trying something. It's something. But I mean, I don't know how a movie simultaneously has nothing happening and mm-hmm. just pure stupidity happening the entire time for the whole time.
It's, so what it's, is the oh. premise in the movie? How do they enforce?
There's a demon. Doing what you're,
oh. Yeah, there's he a even demon. Has a name. He yeah. has a name. It's like
Balthazar
or something.
Is that
I don't
his
know.
Name actually?
I think so. Yeah, something like so, that.
I started with a V.
The way that they describe it, there's this old ancient monastery that has like a little girl's orphanage. And they're all like, we were hanging out in the orphanage being little girls and we loved it and it was so much fun. And then we had an abusive priest who would like beat us. So we played Truth or Dare. And then the demon of Truth or Dare came out and killed him. but he kept wanting to play Truth or Dare. We didn't want to play Truth or Dare. So we had to seal him with an ancient curse from the priest. And then you kids went to the church and let him out. Now you have to play Truth or Dare. It's so dumb. Oh, you want to hear the ending? The ending's amazing. Oh, yeah. So the main character's a YouTube star.
nice.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. And they're at the end. They're at the church where... So the way that you seal the demon is the original person who let it out has to be the one to do it. But the person who let it out dies, which, you know, but far be it from me from the demon killing the original person who started all of this. But, you know, whatever. Fuck it. Movie logic. So the person who let it out in the modern times dies. And he's all like, he's possessing a friend and he's like, you can't beat me. I won. Fuck you. And then the main character, the YouTube star and her best friend, she's like, okay, I have an idea. We can't stop the game, but we can get more people to play it. So they make a live vlog from the church on her phone and they put it out to the entire world. And what's funny is if you look at the YouTube screen on like when they're watching the video, she only has like 1,000 views on it. But anyway, the video goes viral across the entire world, like literal, like people in Tokyo and African tribesmen are watching it because they suddenly speak English. And she goes, she's like, I'm sorry to do this to you, but you're now playing Truth or Dare. Welcome to the game, fuckos. And then the final scene is some random Korean woman she gets the smiley face. And the whole point is that she didn't stop the demon. She just infected everyone in the world because she's a big YouTube star.
Well, because she wanted to buy herself time.
Exactly, to figure it out. She was like, maybe the government can figure it out or something.
It's like,
yeah. But literally, the ending is a big YouTube star makes a viral vlog that's so insanely popular that everyone on Earth watches it.
That's a fair assumption, though, that I always have in those kind of movies with the paranormal, is why doesn't the government just... Like, say, Stranger Things, right? Obviously, you've lost control. The monster is running amok, killing people in this small town. Why don't you just immediately evacuate the town and nuke it?
Research.
I always think logic. Of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Literally nuke it. Just drop a bomb on it. Just evaporate the city.
Because then there wouldn't
the
be
city.
A movie.
What if it makes it stronger? You don't know that.
At least try. It's not like it's fucking Godzilla. You don't know if it's gonna feast off of your atomic energy or if you're gonna blow it to bits. Don't just have like that too. Like the American government it's a conspiracy. They're doing experiments and they lost one of their monsters, but it's only ever like 6 scientists looking for the monster. Mm-hmm. You think if the American government lost the monster, they'd send the army and not just a little squad of 5
be, like,
people to look
priority.
For the town.
Yeah.
What if it's What if it
it's usually like
the nuke?
They always have like the experts too. Like they'll put in like the most ridiculous like experts on it, like the expert Bigfoot catcher. They're like the samurai squad that they send in to get it back.
It's even worse. They usually have the lead scientist looking for it personally. Like he's somehow doing all the footwork. Like
he knows it better than anyone else, man.
No, he's supposed to be sitting behind a desk giving the orders, and the SEAL Team 6 is the one supposed to hunt down the monster like Bin Laden and shoot it.
Yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah. I mean, that does happen in some movies, but usually the team just gets wiped out. I mean, Rampage did that.
Oh, you saw Rampage.
Yeah,
Rampage is
great,
awesome.
Great movie.
Great movie.
I would venture a guess, and you don't have to agree with me. I would say Rampage is probably the best video game movie ever made.
Probably.
Yeah,
did you
great
buy Dwayne Johnson as a zoologist or whatever? This giant, fucking swollen Samoan man. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I study animals. He's fucking so stupid.
I wanted to be an animal, so I had to study them first.
And his fucking sign language, he keeps going like, George, it's me,
well,
it's me, George.
What's funny,
like,
I found
what are you doing?
There's a little
slapping
bit of...
his arms around.
It's even less believable. There's a little bit of trivia in that movie where when he's sign languaging his name, he's just saying rock over and over again. So if you actually speak sign language, it pulls you even further out of the movie.
I know it looked weird. I saw him kept doing the same thing over and over. I was like, what?
Have you guys ever
Sign language for Rock just like your fist closed?
He just keeps pounding his chest and then like slapping his arm, and that's all he did. George, it's me, George. I mean, all right.
It was quite literally like Patrick Starr when he was like playing the belly instrument and he's like slapping his body.
Yeah.
Oh man, now you just gave me a great idea. I want a SpongeBob live action movie with The Rock as Patrick.
No.
Ooh. I totally
want SpongeBob live action. Who would play SpongeBob then?
Tom Kenny.
Mm-hmm. Danny DeVito.
I've always wanted to make like a really dark, realistic interpretation of SpongeBob. Like a David Lynch, like it's black and white. SpongeBob is some weird guy with like a skin disease that makes his skin yellow, you know, something like that.
SpongeBob's in a van driving around picking up men.
It takes place at the actual Bikini Atoll with all the nuclear fallout and shit.
Right.
Ooh,
exactly.
That'd be really cool.
It's post-apocalyptic. I was thinking of remaking the pizza delivery episode. Except it'd be a realistic,
the realistic ending where they drive a rock across the seafloor.
Yeah, you have to try to find a way to make
penetration.
I don't know how serious you are about
this movie.
Sandy Cheeks is a girl with a horrible disease and has to live in a bubble suit.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. She has like some kind of disease where she can't get.
I'm on board with this. I like this.
Sandy, I feel like in the Stark rendition, she would be a massive racist.
I don't know. Maybe.
Mr. Krabs. Mr. Krabs would be just a giant piece of shit. Just a racist and a homophobe and all sorts of shit. Yeah. Old crusty World War II veteran who just hates him. Only cares about his money and keeping his lawn clean. Just hates like gays and minorities and all that shit.
We should totally make this. We need to write the script together. We can pitch the show.
I was going
to
say, it's kind of already been made. Like, there's a very, very disturbing interpretation of SpongeBob as a porn parody called SpongeKnob Square Nuts. And it's downright disturbing to look at.
I've seen it. That's where he pulls his dick out and rubs it all over the glass on Sandy's helmet, right?
I'm looking this up right now.
Oh, it's a great one. What is
that scene?
What's it called?
SpongeKnob Square Nuts. It's fucking gross to look at.
We're all looking it up.
Yeah.
Gotta see this shit. I gotta jerk off to it. Let's go.
Yeah.
2013.
Good luck. Yeah.
They have the intro on YouTube. I'm guessing it's censored or something.
Like, the sponge looks like it's been used by, like, a geriatric patient's asshole. Like, it's so moldy and crusty and pustule filled.
Jesus, the intro says, "Are you legal, kids?"
Oh, God.
I like this.
It's directed by Leroy Myers. Wow.
God, the costume's just on another level.
Oh, God, the costume is gross.
I love how they ran out of paint halfway through, so his arms are yellow, but then his palms are just plain pasty white.
Oh, my God.
It's probably as dark as the SpongeBob universe gets, man. Like, that is a diseased man if I've ever seen one.
I can't top this.
maybe it is a masterpiece. There's a version on YouTube that's sex-free, so they edited out all the pornography, and it's only 3.5 minutes long.
So
maybe it's some next level filmmaking.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you never know.
They definitely kids react to SpongeKnob Square Nuts.
Oh, great. Showing kids that.
Great.
Fucking
perfect.
Fine Brothers. Like how everyone's great not book. Mad at them anymore for what they did. I think everyone forgot about it. The whole reaction.
I don't think anyone actually cared in the first place. I think it was a lot of bandwagoning.
Yeah. You just think people got mad because they like getting mad about everything.
Well, people got mad at the beginning when they actually tried to do it, but outrage is fun for like a day or two, and then nobody cares once it's over.
Exactly.
They sign all the petitions and whatever.
Which is good. I mean, would you really want to keep hearing about it still today? No. You want to hear about it for the 1 or 2 days where they actually try it, and then you won. They gave up, right? They just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Everybody just shit on them, and they gave up. Good. There. Happy end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fine Brothers.
I'm just watching
porn while this is happening.
Ralph, what are your favorite porn parodies then?
Oh, I don't have. I don't watch a lot of porn parodies.
Oh, you're a film. I looked up. You're a film buff, and you don't have a favorite porn parody?
Yeah,
I
know.
Fucking kidding me?
Exposed.
I can't watch them. They're just like the lighting is so bad. I just end up focusing on all the technical stuff. I'm like, why don't you light her vagina more? It's all shadowy.
What is this camera? Actually, I find myself doing that too. There's a.
Why don't you shoot it in 4K?
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of lesbian porn, and there's this one agency called Viv Thomas. If you're watching camera operators, Viv Thomas, you need to get fucking fired because their angles are ridiculous. Like, there'll be a great scene going on, and they're focusing on like ass pimples or like something else, and they always put like the worst filter over it for some reason, as if it's like a 1980s old Western film. It's awful to look at. Trying
to replicate like those old pornos when they were like actually entertaining.
Not at all, because it's always a different filter, but it's always like this puke ass filter that just ruins the entire thing. You don't even know what you're looking at anymore.
Yeah, I should go over there and help them out. I'll give you guys some tips.
Yeah, keep the same agents on there, but just please improve the camera work and the editing.
There's really no excuse for that kind of stuff. I mean, when I watch porn, I want top level porn. I want high shelf porn.
Top
at least good camera angles. Camera angles can't be that hard in that industry.
No.
They really can't.
You'd be surprised. Well, yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised, though. Have you seen some, like, behind-the-scenes shit of the fucking, like, tantric positions camera operators
What, are they hanging from the ceilings or something?
Yes. Actually, yes. Impressive. Yes.
What?
There's no...
How?
Do you... Okay, so you know that shot where the dude is, like, plowing the chick from behind and they're standing up and you can see, like, right in between the action? The cameraman basically has to like straddle in between them and lean over, and it's the most awkward, uncomfortable shit.
Some shots like that. Yeah. You don't, but there's other ways to achieve that too. They just didn't want to get the equipment for it. Look, they had old Steve next door just straddle the actress and look down.
Look, all I'm saying is I don't think porn camera operators get nearly as much respect as they deserve.
They don't deserve any respect. They gotta do their job better.
Exactly.
Remember, what was that? competition that they had for a while.
The Viagra Olympics?
No, he's talking about like Lexi Bell.
Yeah. The triple
It was like
X
America's
factor?
Got Talent.
The sex factor. I think. And every episode they would remind so these are like 18-year-old people all trying to get into porn, and then they would have this scene where, oh, okay, go and fuck this woman. Oh, see, you're doing it all wrong. Yeah, you're fucking her good, but the camera can't see, can they, Jim? And then they would get lectured on how to fuck the women so the camera can actually get a good shot of the action. So it is something even the actors have to be mindful of.
This sounds fascinating. I want to watch this.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I was wondering who won, so I looked it up. So Blair, not to spoil it for all of you still watching, it's Blair Williams and Donnie Rock.
Congrats.
Donnie Rock's a good name.
Congrats, Donnie Rock.
Yeah. I wonder where he is now.
He earned it.
Do you ever think that being a porn star ruins your ability to have regular sex? Like if you're like plowing your girlfriend, you're like, oh, I got to arc my ass this way so the camera can see. I got to make sure to squeeze her tits this way. Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like it wouldn't be the same treat that it is to all the rest of us. Because imagine if you do taxes all day and then you go home and you have to do more taxes. Kind of... If you do, you know, whatever your hobby is, once you turn it into work, you might not enjoy it as much. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's totally fair.
I guess.
I mean, there is still a difference, though, in that where, you know, you would fuck for work and fuck for pleasure. I mean, there's we can do a gamer analogy. There's plenty of streamers who play games to stream them, but then still play games in their off time, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, if there's any porn stars who want to weigh in on this, please let us know. But I'm curious.
I guess they're not fucking their special person on camera. Maybe they go home and it's more like
there could be different.
There's more of a emotional impact with that fuck.
Yeah, probably different circumstances, different people, tastes, things you do.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows? Ralph, do you know?
That's the only way I could see it being different.
I haven't tried porn yet. I'll let you know.
That's his next foray.
Yeah, I'm quitting YouTube to do porno.
Raph the porn maker.
Yes.
That's a good tagline.
I'm changing my username right now. Hold on a sec.
So what is your most, like, your biggest pet peeve when it comes to big screen movies? What immediately turns you off of a movie? I'm sure there's got to be at least something.
Oh, I don't know. It's like little shit that bothers me now. Little things that I complain about in movies a lot. I still have yet to see a movie where like thunder and lightning happen at different times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because in real life, it's lightning comes first and then thunder.
I didn't think
And I've
about
yet
that.
To see a fucking movie ever in my life that does that. And I've, like, I would just love to see one movie that I know it's a little thing, but I just want to see one movie do it. And I would go, holy shit.
It's these little things where you don't even want to complain about them because you feel like somebody's going to call you petty for it.
Yeah, like, everyone's going to like, oh, what an asshole.
With, like, you don't keep your finger on the trigger. It takes me out of the action, yet it's such a little thing that if I brought it up, somebody would shit on me like, oh, yeah, Kai, in this huge spy action thriller, that's what you're taken out of the action by. That's what breaks immersion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to watch Steven Seagal's modern movies. You know Steven Seagal, right?
Yeah, the Russian puppet.
He is a master. He's a master of not understanding little things. There's a movie.
He's a master of not understanding anything.
There's a movie where he's like a Navy SEAL or something, like a big army dude.
Yeah.
And he's filming a scene where him and two other army dudes are like doing a walkthrough raid of like a little village in Afghanistan or something. So they're, you know, they're doing the whole slice the pie. They're hugging the walls. They're checking their quarters and all this. But there's a part, and they didn't edit this out, or no one thought to tell him this, where Steven Seagal's walking with his gun. He's holding it. You know, he's got his finger near the trigger. He's holding it at his right shoulder. But then he's like, oh, I just need to move the gun so I can walk around this corner. He like picks it up and like puts it at the ground and then just switches hands with it. But in a way where he's like holding it so he can just easily shoot the man that he's walking with. And just, oh my God, there's so many scenes where he just clearly has no fucking idea of anything that he's doing.
I feel like that makes a difference. Like when Keanu Reeves actually took some real training for John Wick on how to use a gun.
Yeah.
You can tell, like in the movie, it makes a difference.
You can tell it's not a stunt double.
Realistic.
You can tell he knows how to hold a gun and he can aim correctly. And then you see guys like, well, trying to think of like an example of someone. Well, Steven Seagal, he just clearly doesn't know how to fire a gun or do any of that shit because he just shows up on set. He's like, oh, whatever.
He wants it to look cool, but he doesn't understand how to make it look cool.
Right.
And he doesn't understand what cool is anymore.
Yeah, no, not at he's all. He's
old. Yeah, he's real fucking old, man.
Now,
what does he do now?
He still makes movies. He makes like direct-to-DVD, direct-to-online movies.
Yeah,
but isn't he a Russian refugee or something now? Didn't he go to Russia and get Russian citizenship and shook hands with
He's
Putin?
Not allowed. He's not allowed in Russia.
What?
No. He used
that's
to be,
the, that's the
yeah,
thing.
He
he's not allowed in Russia. He's considered a national threat.
Yeah.
Since when?
Yeah, that's you guys definitely know that trivia fact because that's like a big joke with Steven Seagal because he is quite literally considered a national threat to Russia.
Oh, no, man. I thought he was liked by the Russians.
Mm-mm,
he was appointed
the opposite.
As a Russian special envoy, Charlie.
Yeah,
by
Charlie,
President
you got it
Vladimir
backwards.
V. Putin.
You got it backwards.
Okay, May 5th, 2017, Ukraine banned Steven Seagal as threat to national security.
August 5th, 2018, Steven Seagal appointed as Russia's special envoy to the U.S.
Then they must have lifted the ban on Steven Seagal, I guess. He's back in the meta.
Yeah, that's
he
how good his movies
being
are.
So dangerous. He learned how to hold a gun.
I'm serious. If you type in Steven Seagal National Threat, which sounds like one of his movies, it's nothing but articles from the last like 3 years about how he's been banned from Russia as a national threat.
You said Ukraine, though. The Ukraine and Russia are two different places.
Yeah,
Ukraine banned him.
That's completely different.
Well, I'm quite
certain
it was Russia as well.
You can look up photos of him shaking Putin's hands and being all buddy-buddy, and if you look at his
Charlie,
hands...
Charlie, you know why Ukraine banned him? Because he's in such good graces with Russia.
Actually, that makes a lot more sense than getting banned from both.
Charlie, I'll tell you more, but unfortunately, Wikipedia is still banned in Turkey.
Yeah, same way Mongolia is not a country anymore.
That's a bonus episode reference, so you all know.
Yeah.
Well, look,
what was your pet peeve, Ralph? Hold on.
Cliche. Well, I think everyone can agree with this. In these superhero movies now, all of them end with like a giant fucking CGI nightmare battle.
Yeah.
It goes on for 25 minutes and it's all CG and it looks like shit and there's no stakes at all. And I'd prefer, I don't know, even just a shootout that's 5 minutes long. I think that would be more entertaining than this colossal waste of money and time, and it just gives me a headache every time I see
it. Talking about Marvel movie, every Marvel,
Marvel and
movie
DC, all
ever.
Of them.
I wish superheroes
well, none
could
of us
go.
Watch those.
I wish superheroes could go back to large but self-contained stories. Like we can't do that anymore because of Marvel. Like the Dark Knight trilogy was so awesome because it's like, it was a big epic citywide event and all this shit. But it was just Batman and his villains and his story. Now it's like, we're going to make a Batman movie. And then the first question is, where's Superman in it? Well, what's Wonder Woman going to do? What, yeah. what's, like, is it he going to be in it? It has to be this big, grand fucking everybody's doing everything. It can't just right. be simple, like, character-focused stories anymore.
Yeah,
I hate that.
I remember when The Dark Knight was, like, this big epic thing, and now it seems quaint that it's just these three little movies exist, and now we have movies, these universes, as like, 20 movies you gotta see.
Yeah.
And DC's
yeah,
trying to do
exactly.
it.
And exactly.
And they're trying to do it with the Universal Monsters, although that didn't pan out. It's so stupid. They're trying to do it with everything.
Dark universe.
Everything has to be universe.
Kids, let's throw
now.
Them in. Give them a cinematic universe. Just anything. Yeah. Any
no,
shit.
That's exactly
fun.
What it is. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just have funny. A mummy movie. It has to be the first in a series of movies.
I know. I
yeah.
So goddamn yeah. lazy. And yeah. Because
that's
it all
make
has
money.
To end in a city getting destroyed every single time. God, how do they even rebuild these cities at the pace that they're destroyed in these goddamn movies?
I know.
Plot convenience.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Marvel Speaking movies do a better job. Oh, fucking, never mind. It's nerdy shit. Don't worry about it. No, it's dorky complaining. Don't worry.
We'll get back to it.
Oh, well, that's what we want to hear. Yeah, but okay. The bigger thing we want to hear about right now is Robin Hood. Isn't that right, Charlie?
That's the one, Andrew, that says convenience to me.
Look, Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. I mean, cryptos commission-free, that's a big deal. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just for the wealthy. They're a non-intimidating way for the stock market for newcomers to handle the stock market and to invest for the first time. With confidence, simple and intuitive. There's a clear design with data presented in an easy to digest way. There's a man on a motorcycle outside my window, and I'm sorry for that. I probably have better investments than him, thanks to Robinhood.
Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at official.robinhood.com. That's official.robinhood.com.
Amazing.
It's almost like he read it off the script.
Flawless. Nice.
He did it. He's been redeemed.
Yeah. There's some eloquence. Do you have a ghostwriter?
Yeah. And he even knew our link, too, and we didn't tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go on that site all the time. Pick up my Robin Hood.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Big cities being destroyed is the last one.
Marvel does a better job making their universe make more sense than most of these other places or these universes do. Like, DC's universe is just a fucking disaster. Oh, and Marvel, God. Like, they address things like that, where how do the cities get rebuilt? And they show, like, Iron Man's robots.
It?
Iron Man's robots come in and, like, repair it or something. There's, like...
Oh, so there's... Okay.
Like, the UN
I feel like
is
in the
involved, and they get repercussions from the UN uh-huh. for destroying buildings. It does make sense somewhat. I mean, it's still stupid, but...
And money grows on trees, and there's no Great Depression with people killing themselves and starving to death because a major city just got wiped off the planet.
Yeah, they don't yeah. mention that part.
Of course not.
Yeah. There's a
Iron
point
Man's,
where it all just starts to fall apart.
Iron Man's stock never plummets. Tony Stark is always rich. He's never held
yes,
accountable for the destruction.
It's always going up all the time.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I mean, you got me there, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they make it fun at least.
Yeah, they make
DC
it fun.
Can't even make it fucking fun.
They don't even know what to do. Every movie, it's like watching
so
a different universe. It's like some of them are dark, and then this one's a comedy. You see the new Shazam? It's like, what the fuck is that? That looks like
a
coming-of-age movie.
They went the entirely fucking wrong direction because Marvel, like, besides Spider-Man, no one gave a shit about the individual heroes until they started doing that. And that's fine, and it worked. But with DC, you have such great individual characters. It's like, it's so easy to make a compelling Wonder Woman movie, which they did. It's so easy to make a good Batman movie, which they had a whole trilogy. It's like, you could easily make a good Superman movie, but they're like, no, we got to compete with Marvel and mash up all these characters who would work way better as their own story. It's so fucking sad.
A big issue with that, too, is that the Marvel people had this guy, I forgot his name, Kevin Feige, right? Kevin Feige? He's like in charge of Marvel, and he manages it. And I guess DC's, the guy who was in charge, technically, was Zack Snyder. And Zack Snyder clearly... didn't know what he was doing with this universe at all. He tried to go this really serious dark route, and no one liked it. It was really boring. So,
I mean, because it's not Superman. He made Man of Steel the most depressing, awful movie ever. When Superman's whole fucking shtick is that he's the coolest guy in the world.
you're watching like fucking 9/11 at the end of it when they're going through buildings and shit. It's like, what is this? It's horrible.
It was weird with Lawrence Fishburne and his friend dying.
Oh, yeah, Lawrence Fishburne's just like on a set somewhere, like in the middle of the rubble. It's like, I really hope Lawrence Fishburne gets out of this. Meanwhile, fucking like millions of people are getting evaporated because Superman's shooting his laser through buildings and they're snapping in half. It's like,
what? If it were an original character, it would have been a perfectly fine idea where you have like a Superman-like figure, but it's all fucked up and gritty and realistic, but not actual Superman. That's not what he does. He's not the guy. Like, if Superman were actually in that movie, he would have flown up to Zod and been all like, all right, Zod, I guess I have no choice. We can fight, but let's go to the fucking moon. Or, like, let's fight in the tundra where there's no people. Not, oh, yeah, fuck Metropolis. Let's bring it on, bitch. I'll break your neck in front of a little girl.
I know. It's horrible. That kind of tone, so stupid. That tone works for, like, Batman, because Batman's dark and gritty and serious. And I'm convinced that the rest of these guys they have in the Justice League, Wonder Woman and who else is in it? The Flash and Aquaman. The rest of them don't fit that dark world at all.
No, they
and
don't.
Yet they made this whole like world fantastical. Dark. It makes no sense. Like, Batman's supposed to be the odd one out. He's the dark one, and everyone else is like campy.
They made it dark for Batman because he's the one that makes them the most money.
Yeah, right. But the rest of them don't work. You have a Superman that's fucking boring. And like,
the other huge problem on that is that you get these all mismatches in tone. Like, the Flash is a jokester. He's a little campy, like, dumb idiot who quips and this and that. So if you have this dark, edgy universe and then you have the Flash going, he didn't see that one coming. It's like, it's so out of place and awful and awkward.
I know.
The next scene, Flash gets decapitated or something. Yeah. His legs are broken. He can never run again.
He's like, that's one way to get ahead.
What I was going to say, it's not just the writing, though, the setting, it's... From a technical standpoint, it's so bad too.
Yeah.
Like, if when you watch Marvel movies, aside from the writing, from technical standpoint, it's marvelous. Like, when you watch Infinity War, Thanos looks real. Like, you can almost not even tell anymore that he's CGI. That's impressive to me. Mm-hmm. Right? The lighting, everything's perfect. You tune into Justice League or whatever, and you look at it and you go, a YouTuber made this, like Sam Hyde made this in his backyard with a green screen. Are you kidding me? What the fuck is this?
Henry Cavill's whip.
Scandals with like your photoshopping Superman's mustache and it looks like he's smelling a lemon or something. What is going on? What are you doing? Man.
You just brought up Photoshop and you remember the Aquaman trailer that was literally like video game cutscene level graphics from the GameCube? Yeah,
they're terrible. Oh, they're just so fucking terrible. I don't know how they're fucking this up so badly.
How does that happen? DC must have enough money to hire the right studios. Come on. Is this like a contractual issue?
They had Zack Snyder in charge. That was the problem.
They had fucking Christopher Nolan, who is arguably the biggest director in the world right now after maybe J.J. Abrams. Like, goddamn it.
They had him for Man of Steel, and then he's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here after that. Like, and he's off making good movies.
Is this a contractual issue? Like, the one company in Hollywood who's good at CG, are they obligated to not work on any movies other than Marvel,
maybe?
It's
the company being disorganized. They don't know what they want to do, and they keep trying these new things, and they're altering movies while they're being finished. Halfway through production, they change Suicide Squad. They change Justice League.
I mean, Snyder it's like was you let can't. Go before Justice League was finished, right?
Yeah, there was a tragedy involving his daughter, so he had to leave. But I was convinced they were probably going to... They might have fired him anyway and changed his movie. I mean, like...
Very possible. What?
And he killed his daughter.
Yeah. You got to get rid of the Snyder fella. Take her out.
I don't think they did that. But, like, it's just a mess. They're so disorganized.
Those are some heavy accusations there, Ralph.
Listen... So they fix these whole movies and they try to change them halfway through, and then you have to re-render all of the visual effects again, and that takes time and money, right? They had to CGI his mustache. That cost $25 million.
Oh, my
goodness. So this movie cost $300 million, and it looks cheap as shit because they keep changing everything while they're making the movie. And they have a deadline.
It costs so much. There's nerds on Reddit who can deepfake porn. Mm-hmm. That looks better.
You got like good directors like Ridley Scott. He plans everything out before with like, you know, he has the artists go on and make character designs and whatever. And then he spends money making it real. Then he spends money on visual effects and costumes. That's how you're supposed to do it. You can't just like this endless cycle. I'm going to keep changing everything while I'm making a movie.
I'm sure the directors of Justice League and such had an idea, that same idea of creating this universe, and they wanted to stick to the plan too. I'm sure it's studio intervention that changed that, right?
Yeah, well, Zack Snyder had his vision. The studio comes in and decides. And then Zack Snyder had to leave the project for, you know, that reason. And then the studio brought in Joss Whedon to do reshoots, and Joss Whedon wanted a campier, funnier movie, you know?
So they changed
the whole movie.
They fucked up immediately by bringing him in. Jesus, you can feel the... I fucking hate Joss Whedon, but even then, you could feel the, like, the really awkward, not working parts of Justice League came from his mouth. Not understanding the tone at all.
It's pretty clear. You can tell. Yeah. This Gal Gadot wasn't available for reshoots either, so they had to keep using like a body double for her. You can see her. Like this body double. It's like, that's Gal Gadot? That's not her. It's such a cheap looking movie.
I had no idea, actually.
Oh, you gotta go back.
I was so distracted by like the horrible CGI. Like anytime Flash was even used, it looked like he was like a fucking wet spaghetti noodle.
It was terrible. Everything, every set, the like villain. Go outside.
Well, I mean,
why
knowing
are you
their
CG budget. Green screening a park?
Yeah,
go I to agree. The park.
It's easier. It's air conditioned in the studio. They just got to build a little set.
Yeah.
It's easier, but it looks like shit. You're right.
They have to rent tanks to get them out there. It costs money, Kai. You don't understand.
Yeah, you've obviously never made a movie.
Right. And then they spend $25 million on a fucking mustache.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I completely agree with Ralph. I'm not even going to place the blame on Snyder or Whedon anymore, man, because they do constantly just keep changing the movies that they've already filmed, and there's no way they can like rush out. They cannot rush out that kind of quality.
Mm-hmm.
They already have the deadline. They can't push it back, so they're fucked.
Right.
And Aquaman, I think they've already just jumped shark, for lack of a better pun. They just gave up.
They're hoping for Shazam.
Horrible.
Shazam might be good. I mean, who knows?
I thought Shazam at least stayed kind of true to the character, right. But with Aquaman, Jesus fucking Christ, they literally stock imaged, Getty imaged the poster as the official poster.
That's true to Aquaman.
You guys remember that time when Aquaman, who's supposed to be like a fair, just, powerful king of an underwater civilization and like fights for his people and has these convictions of teamwork and justice, remember when he was an alcoholic with shitty looking hair?
Yeah,
did nothing involving the water.
It's overcompensating because Aquaman sucks. Aquaman is a bad character and he's a joke. So they're
but
like,
he doesn't
get
have
Jason
to be.
Momoa and he's gonna have long hair and he's gonna drink whiskey.
It is.
Oh, look at the wave. It's so fucking dumb. It's like overcompensating.
We're gonna have a
small
penis.
The
30 minutes dedicated to full penetration.
He doesn't fucking have to be.
You can make him a goofy Aquaman either, but like,
well, I mean,
made the whole universe dark. So like, what are they gonna do with him? You know.
Have you played or looked into Injustice? What they did with Aquaman? Yeah. They made him a fucking badass.
Well, he's just a prince.
What Aquaman is. He's just a badass, like, king of the fucking sea, and he just
talks to
I
fish.
I thought he was boring. Boring in Injustice.
I mean, I'd rather have him boring than be all like, ugh, the sea is full of nothing but darkness.
Aquaman's useless. I don't think... Aquaman will never be cool.
Aquaman's a stupid character.
I could just go in the desert and fucking, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll put my lair in the desert.
What are you going to do now,
Aquaman? Fuck you.
Oh, Ralph, you're so clueless. Didn't you watch the trailer where he's skydiving into the desert?
That happened in the trailer?
Did you forget?
No.
Yeah. It's a trap.
Really?
Yeah. He's skydiving into the literal desert with riding a shark or something.
I bet it's a secret ocean there or something. There's a secret ocean there. I'm calling
it
right now.
The sand's going to part and he's going to go to an underwater aquifer.
Or he'll be like, the desert is just land oceans. And he'll start swimming in the sand.
Prove me wrong.
He's going to like all philosophical, like the sands. They're just like drops of water. Look how they
the
move.
The raging tides.
Yeah. He's going to be like, I'm on land. But when you see the water, that's what I call land. Like just some nonsensical superhero bullshit.
I went to look at the trailer again because I like when he jumps out of the plane into the desert, and apparently like there's a character in the movie called Ocean Master.
Oh, of course, Ocean Master. The classic villain.
Good old Ocean Master.
Also, DC has the worst villains. Batman has good villains. The rest of them
I'm excited for Black Manta though. Black Manta's cool.
looks terrible. He looks like a Power Rangers
villain. No, he looks awful in the movie, but I just mean as a general villain. Black Manta's entire motivation is, I hate Aquaman. I want him to die. That's my entire character. I think he's cool as fuck.
I also think Black Manta's cool as fuck, but I don't know anything about Ocean Master. Maybe he's going to be like the secret star.
You know, they really just need to, if they want to hedge their bets, but also do something new, they need to go back to just Batman, and they need to make like a, I don't know, like an Escape from Arkham movie. Like maybe not focus on the Joker or like, I don't know, do like the Riddler, do Two-Face, do Penguin, do some other villains and make it like a Batman's got to stop this big organized crime bullshit. Keep it small scale, make it exciting. That's all that they have to do to make a good movie that people want to watch.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Arkham games are great, and they do just that.
Yeah.
They undervalue him in Justice League because it's like Batman is this awesome fucking character, but the instant that you go, by the way, in another city is a literal alien who can lift a car, no one gives a fuck about Batman in that universe anymore.
Batman's useless against aliens and super gods like this. That's why another reason this just sucks. Yeah. It's like, what's he gonna do? He'll throw a batarang at it.
What the fuck does Batman do against giant bug aliens calling the Tesseract or some shit? It's like nothing. It's useless.
Yeah.
But he's so cool on his own. If you just keep it Batman, he's fucking cool as hell.
Yeah.
But they won't do that.
Aquaman has some great villains. So I'm on an Aquaman binge. Like, his villains are called King Shark, Garth. Aquagirl.
Who's Garth?
Garth?
Amazo. What does Amazo do? Yeah, what are their powers?
I'll look real quick. His name's Amazo. He's a super villain. He's got the power of an android. He's just an android. That's his superpower.
And he updated hates iPhones. Recently? His mission is to destroy Apple.
He gets my vote just because his name's Amazo. Christ, Aquaman needs to just be forgotten, I think. This is bad.
Yeah.
If this is who he fights, it's just embarrassing. Booster Gold.
Oh, well, Booster Gold's a hero, I think.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I typed in Aquaman villains.
No one gives a fuck about Booster Gold anyway. Booster Gold's been around for a while, but no one cares about Booster Gold.
It's the first time his name's been said in history.
Booster fucking Gold is a hero that's so spectacular that during the Death of Superman comics, one of their most read and famous comic lines ever, he plays a vital role, and then they just stop. He just disappears. Like, they just stop writing him in the story at all because no one gave a fuck about him. Like, literally, the first, like, few stories, he's fucking around with Superman and doing important things, and then he just amazingly disappears because everyone realized, oh, who cares about Booster Gold?
I'll attribute it to the name and the costume. Yeah. He looks like a condom that got dipped in oil.
And yet, now that we've said this, we're going to get that one fan somewhere in our comments going, Booster Gold's the fucking best! Oh,
you just don't understand his motivations.
More power to that guy. He clearly has passion for something.
He's wearing a full Booster Gold costume while replying.
He's got like his catchphrase, I'm boosting.
It's just the Booster Gold creator, though.
I'm trying to look up his abilities. He has a lot. He utilizes advanced technology. He flies, he has energy blasts, force fields, enhanced strength, time travel, and various other abilities. Jesus. What the fuck? And he's an expert in hand-to-hand combat.
He's good.
Yeah.
If he can time travel, he's the strongest man in the world.
Superhero ever. What the fuck? And they just got rid of him?
No one
gives a fuck
about
him. And a guy who can time travel and just get rid of him.
Okay. No one gives a fuck about Booster Gold.
What a goddamn shame. X-Man.
Yeah. Like the quintessential action figure that you would have got as like a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the stock action figure.
Like you got at the dollar bin or like at a dollar store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheap plastic ones. There's Booster Gold. Oh, he's on one of these DC shows. Oh, yeah. He's in Smallville. Booster Gold. See if you could look up the live action Booster Gold. It looks like a fucking.
Oh, my God.
I can't say that word.
You're looking at that photo?
Yeah. Oh, it's like blue and yellow.
He looks like Guile from Street Fighter, but worrying about his taxes. Here, I'll
like the little star. The little star in his chest.
Jesus.
There's
so
your Booster Gold, everybody.
So cute.
Oh man.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I mean, they did their best.
Who's that fighter from Mortal Kombat that's a cop? He looks like him.
Striker?
Striker, yeah.
Mm.
He looks like he's about to motorcycle over 16 buses or some shit.
Oh, okay, that would make him cool.
That would make him very cool. Yeah. He's got cool powers, I guess, if you can fucking time travel. They need to just rewrite Booster Gold with like a cool name like Xander Mega Man.
Yeah, that's much cooler than Booster Gold. Xander Mega Man.
Yeah, so cool.
Can't read that.
Maybe I shouldn't be designing the comic characters.
Xander Mega Man.
There he is, Xander Mega Man. Looks like a Xander Mega Man. I'd believe that.
He looks like, I put it in general, he looks like Jarrett from Subway.
Oh, he does.
He looks like Jim Carrey's The Mask, but like slightly dumber.
And wearing Gunner gaming glasses.
Yeah, he's got Google glasses on. What's that called? Google glasses?
NASCAR.
Turn it on right now.
Crew outfit.
What are these patches on him? Like on the sides.
Sponsors.
Yeah, it's like he's got like sponsors on his fucking superhero suit.
Firestone and Goodyear.
He does it for a living. He's like, oh, I fight crime, but I have all this ad space on my suit.
It's got to be free at advertising. They're not paying. We're running ads on Booster Gold. Are you fucking kidding me? Cancel that shit.
You couldn't get free. Batman Don't worry. Or someone cool?
Yeah. Can we put like a logo on Batman or someone, anyone else? Anyone?
No, you know what's going to happen? Booster Gold. You know what's going to happen? Everyone's going to go to the Aquaman movie and it's going to be like disappointing and they're going to be like, oh, you know, it was bad, but at least it wasn't a Booster Gold movie.
No, I hope it's like the flip side of that coin. They tease Booster Gold.
Yeah, it's like the post-credit scene. Everybody, it's Booster Gold. Brought to you by Krispy Kreme. He has like a Krispy Kreme patch off on the side.
And then like everyone... All in unison at the audience is, who the fuck is that mailman that just called in?
I was going to say, in Iron Man, I think, in the ending scene, we were teased with Thor's hammer. What would Booster Gold's item be?
His gunner glasses rain from the sky.
Yeah. What are these? Oh my god, it's Booster Gold.
He travels back in time with a keyboard and mouse back to biblical times.
Yeah. That's a fucking controversy on boards and such, just like the first time they revealed Thanos. Like, is that Thanos? Is that him? Oh, it's him, it's him. It's Booster Gold.
Whoa. Stand back, everybody.
Could this be the Booster Gold live action we've been waiting for?
What, they'll make a Booster Gold movie in 5 years when they run out of fucking ideas.
I fucking everyone will look forward so. They to made it.
Oh my god, Booster Gold's gonna be played by The Rock. Oh my god.
They should get someone like way overbilled for the Booster Gold role, like a Brad Pitt or a DiCaprio. Oh god, what a great fucking hero. I'd never heard of this guy, but now I want more Booster Gold in my life.
I feel like just looking at that slack jawed expression, Ben Affleck could perfectly play him if he ever gets out of rehab.
Ben Affleck's already
again.
Batman.
Yeah.
He's pretty happy.
He can be
he's drunk. He's not going to remember that. He's put a contract in front of him.
He was Daredevil 10 years ago. He doesn't remember that either.
That's true. He did play another hero. That's right. He could be the Booster Gold we need.
He went from Daredevil to Batman to Booster Gold. What a fucking career.
A significant up climb and then a sharp downturn.
Yeah.
And his wife was Elektra.
All right, Ralph, well, we'll go ahead and wind down. After talking about Booster Gold, all this other shit's just going to pale in comparison. Go ahead, Ralph. Really appreciate you coming on, man. Shout out your shit.
Oh, shout out my shit. Okay, well, I have a channel where I ended the main series, so you can still go on my channel, though. I'll upload movie-related content. And I'm making a short mini-series that'll be out sometime next year called Golden Hour, so look for that. And that's it. That's all I got to plug. You guys got anything to plug?
Simple and to the point.
Yeah.
Let's lobby for Booster Gold. I want to
rally
behind that flag.
I'm also making a Booster
flag.
Gold film. Yeah. I'm going to raise $1 million on Kickstarter. So if you guys want to...
Booster Gold movie 2020. Make it happen.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to try to get The Rock.
Where are you, Snyder?
We should all do fan art of Booster Gold and then share it next week.
Oh,
If any of you talented artists out there want to really make our day, draw all of us as Booster Gold. We'd love it.
Yeah. Draw us in Booster Gold suits.
A Booster Gold fan art corner, the first of its kind.
The guy who invented Booster Gold's like, oh my god, my character's finally making a resurgence.
He probably doesn't even remember making him anymore.
You could tell him, hey, we made Booster Gold art, and he'd go, who?
Booster Go?
I haven't heard that name in years.
What the fuck is a booster?
Dumb name? That's a stupid name.
I was on drugs when I came up with that.
Really appreciate you coming on,
I
though, Ralph.
Yeah, man. Thank you, guys. Yeah. It was awesome.
Thank you.
And thank you to everyone at home listening. Thanks for tuning in to the official podcast, the only podcast that's official. We'll see you next week. Oh, wait, no. We've got a Patreon. I was just kidding. I'm not done yet. We've got a patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. If you want to support us, you can head on over to that link. See all the perks.
Bonus episodes, and you can find out why we joked about Mongolia if you sign up.
Ooh, nice. Right. Mm-hmm. Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
Andrew, do you want to do your little thing?
There's a lot of ways to listen to this podcast because we're international superstars, but if you want to listen to it on an audio format such as iTunes or Spotify or wherever, that would make our day just a little bit brighter. That's it.
Okay, beautiful. Okay. And with that, we'll see you next week. Thanks.
Bye. Bye. Bye.